So I take IB Computer Science as a higher level course for the IB diploma, and part of the course requires me to do a internal assessment in which we have to develop a program to help a client which we feel needs help in any kind with any kind of program or computer related issue. I thought you would be a suitable client, as I see how busy you are on a daily basis and feel that you could use a pro I could help you make a program that can help you.
Hello, Shubha.
So first of all, what is your job title?
Shubha, I work as program coordinator at the ITU regional office for Asia and the Pacific.
And what kind of responsibilities do you have at this job?
In my office, I am responsible for digital government, digital agriculture, IPv6, and human capacity building in Asia Pacific. In addition, I am the country manager for 14 countries, and I am also responsible for security in my office. And in addition, I also manage a few projects, 4 to 5.
Okay, and what are some of the responsibilities that you have outside of your job?
Outside of my job, I think the main thing comes from parenting. I have to manage kids, you, and Ashirvad, including your school deadlines, your feast deadlines, your activities, commitments, your weekend classes, and so on. So these things are quite a bit. Sometimes they clash with my office, and I find it hard to keep track. Then there are other things like managing my taxes, managing finances, investments, then having conference calls across multiple time zones, managing social engagements outside of work, then reminding and wishing friends, family on their important occasions. Then there are also remembering, I'm just trying to see, renewals of visas, passports, permits, and then so many things we subscribe to, remembering renewing their subscriptions like our softwares and so on.
Okay, so what kinds of informations are these? What kind of information do you work with, both at work and at home?
Yeah, it includes scheduling, it includes different types of calendars, emails, documents. Sometimes they're in paper, sometimes they are in email, sometimes they are in apps. So we have to bring all that together.
What are some of the challenges you're facing with handling these responsibilities?
I mean, they're on different channels, and so it's very hard to get everything in one reminder. Like, I want to see that, okay, today or in next 10 days, these are the various things that I have to do. Then I have to, somebody sends me email reminders on my email, somebody sends me on app, some don't even remind me. I have to keep track myself. That's crazy.
What is your current method of storing this information?
Mostly using Mind and Calendar, and then I rely on friends and family to remind me.
What is the main issue with the current method? Are there any changes you would like to make?
Yes, I would like to have a consolidated reminder that gives me a forecast of all this official and personal combined, where I don't need to manually enter all this data all the time. And then I should be, because I work across multiple time zones, I should get scheduling across multiple time zones. If I have to talk to four people, then if I'm setting a calendar, I should see what time is it there. Some countries do this this daylight saving, some don't. It's very hard to manage all that. And I need like a daily forecast, a weekly forecast, monthly forecast, with important reminders coming in red and others like which are good to have in a lower priority cases.
How often do you face these challenges?
Every hour. Yeah, at least every day for sure.
So what you talk about different time zones, what do you think is the most efficient way for you to keep track of these?
So for example, if I've set a time of for a meeting or something at 6:30 p.m. Bangkok time, at the time of setting, it should show all the time of all the people who I'm interacting with. I have to keep calculating, oh, what time it should be in New York, do they do daylight saving or not? Then, oh, it's China, the other person is in China, I don't know if that's daylight saving or not. Is there a national holiday there that I should be aware of? Things like that.
And for this application, do you think it's important for other people to be able to add to it or make changes to it, because since you have to keep track of multiple people, especially your family and children?
Yes, it should be shared across at least family. I mean, it is great if we can share across people, but I think that will be very cumbersome if at least me, my wife and my children can change it. That will help, because then it will be like a family reminder.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward for the app.